Hi, this is ABC English Levels in Valentine. Welcome to our new lesson. You can find more information about us on our website. The students who are interested in any official exams should try our new interactive courses from A1 to C1 level. They will provide you with all necessary topics, grammar and vocabulary, test your pronunciation and develop your listening, reading and writing skills. A native teacher will lead you throughout all the lessons. And of course, we will support you answering your questions via emails, in writing or audio forms, or podcasts. Don't miss our free demo on our eLive English page. Okay, what will you learn today? Today we'll learn some useful vocabulary on the topic of the place you live in, another very common theme at the exams. Also, you will learn what questions you can expect from your examiner on this topic. And then you'll get a couple of tips on how to apply what you know well to answer the examiner's questions, and how to use the prepositions on, in, and by with transport. Let's start with questions. The examiner can ask you, where are you from? Where do you come from? What do you like most about the place you live in? What do young people do in their free time in your town or city? Would you like to live in a big city or a small town? Would you like to live in the city centre or the suburbs? If you could choose the place to live in, where would it be? And here we come up with the first tip. Any question of this topic can be connected with many other different issues, such as environment, leisure time, friendship and relationships, festivals and holidays, cultural events, family, etc., etc. You choose the one you are good at to answer the examiner's question. We'll see how it works, but first, let's brush up on some helpful vocabulary. So, speaking about the place we live, we can describe the place itself. We can mention some cultural and shopping features. We can say something about conditions of parts and areas of our town. We can mention some architecture styles, and we can talk about transport. Let's go step by step. How to describe the place itself? You can say that you live in a sprawling, bustling, modern metropolis, for example, where sprawling means growing over time and covering a large area. Bustling means full of busy activities. Or you can say that you live in a mountain, picturesque, and tiny village. Also, we can live in a coastal, seaside, provincial, ancient or industrial town. Talking about cultural and shopping features, we can mention chain stores, shopping malls or shopping centers, upmarket shops, where upmarket means high class, very expensive and fashionable. We can say something about fashionable boutiques, open-air theatres, puppet theatres, drama theatres, multiplex cinemas. Multiplex means a very large cinema building with a lot of separate cinemas inside. There might be art galleries and national galleries in our town, exhibitions, popular tourist attractions, well-known or prominent landmarks, lively pavement cafes. We also can describe the conditions in which some areas of our town or city are. It could be modern parts of a city, opposite to old and ancient. It could be shabby, looking old and in bad condition, and the opposite to it is spick and span, which means very clean and tidy. And of course, we can name parts of our town. That might be the historic part, inner city, which means the central part of a city where people live and where conditions are often poor. residential area. Something can be situated in the suburbs or outskirts, which means on the edge of a town or a city. It's good to describe some architectural features. It can be poor housing. We can say that there are some high-rise flats or multi-story apartments. The opposite to it would be single-story apartments. In our town, there might be multi-story car parks, magnificent churches, Baroque, medieval, Gothic, Catholic, Romanesque cathedrals. There might be imposing or impressive buildings, and the opposite to it could be crumbling or shabby again. And finally, we could mention transport. And it could be described as, for example, well-developed public transport system. It might be cheap and efficient. It might be expensive and inefficient. We can say about the types of transport that could be the underground and the tube, apart from buses, trains, cars, and so on and so forth. And of course, here we should remember about the phrases with the verb to go. We can go by, go on, or go in some kind of transport. What is the difference? And here we come up with a second tip. Saying generally, we go by any transport. We go by car, by bus, by plane, by sea, by air. But when we want to specify the transport we use, we can add a pronoun, my, his, their, or an article, a, the. In this case, we say we go on a bus if we can stand up and walk inside the transport. So inside a bus, we can stand up and walk. As well, we can say on the plane, on a train, on the tube. So you got the idea, right? If we only can be seated there, we go in a kind of transport. We go in a car, we go in a lorry, we go in a truck, in a van. Yeah? So exceptions here is go on foot. Well, foot isn't a kind of transport, but it helps to move. So we stand on foot, on our own foot, and we go on foot. Remember about this. Now let's try to answer the examiner's question using some of the phrases above. Examiner, what do young people do in their free time in your town? Here we can mention activities like getting together with friends, doing sports, going clubbing, etc., etc. And remember my first tip? So, think what you're good at and use the words and phrases that you know best. Let's say you like architecture and know how to talk about it. So, your answer could be, well, I live in a small coastal town, say the name, with many medieval castles and Catholic churches, lively pavement cafes and upmarket restaurants. So young people can go out with friends or clubbing. They do water sports a lot. You know, basically, they do the common things that most young people do anywhere. Something like this. Now let's see how you can apply the same topic, which is architecture in our case, if you're asked the first question, where do you come from? Your answer might be like this. I come from a small coastal town, say the name, with many medieval castles and Catholic churches, lively pavement cafes and upmarket restaurants in the historic center, which attracts many tourists. Most of the buildings there are single-story, unlike high-rise houses in the suburbs. And similarly, you can adapt your answers to any question from this section. Hope you got it right. Well, this is all for today. Thank you for listening. Leave your likes on iTunes and comments below if you find the lesson useful. Hope to have you with me in the next lesson, which will be the last related to speaking part 1 of the FC exam. And we'll talk about traveling. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Take care and good luck.